Welcome to Fellowship Talks, your weekly connection to the life and ministry of Fellowship Bible Church. It is our desire that this podcast will reinforce your worship on Sundays and encourage you as you live your life for Christ this week. Here are your hosts, Dan Schaefer and Amy Scrivanos.
This is Fellowship Talks, and I'm your host, Dan Schaefer, sitting here with my co-host, Amy Scrivanos.
Hey, everybody.
And Amy, we have another Dwell story to share with our listeners today.
That's right. Yeah, we have Dr. Dale Fuller, and I'm excited just to share his story for those that weren't able to hear it at the Dwell Conference.
Dale's a longtime member here at Fellowship, and he's also an elder here at our church. And recently, he had an experience of a heart attack and shares through this story of how he became aware of God's grace in his life, even in the midst of this heart attack. So sit back and enjoy this personal testimony from Dale Fuller.
Well, welcome to the final session here for Dwell as we wrap things up from an incredible weekend. Hadn't it been a good weekend? Yeah, I know. Really, just to focus on the things we've been focusing on has been an awesome, awesome thing in my walk. I've been excited about it. And really, what we thought we'd do in this last session is interview, have someone share, one of our elders, Dale Fuller, who is here at Fellowship, has been in Little Rock for a long, long time. Grew up with his boys, been here since I was young, and really had a profound experience with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit and with God that I'm going to ask him to share about in just a second. Because, you know, really what we've been talking about here in Dwell, in dwelling with the Lord, and really spending time in Ephesians even in these chapters, when you dwell with the Lord, one of the purposes of it, not the only, but one of them, is for us to understand the height and the depth and the breadth and the width and the length of the love of God for us. Amen? That's one of the things when you dwell with him that he wants you to see and to understand, just like we've been talking about, that Satan is lying to you about who you are, all these different things that we've shared, for you to see yourself as he sees you, for you to see your sin as he sees it in Christ, for you to see forgiveness as he sees it. And so Dale really has a unique experience with the Lord that he gave him recently that really shed some light on that we're excited about him sharing. And so Dale, I'd just love to, for you to share a little bit with the people first, what it is that happened, and then we can talk about what it meant to you.
Thank you, Ben. My story started last October 24th. I got out of bed that morning, and about 30 seconds later, I had this incredible, intense onset of pain and pressure in my chest. And I have a medical background, and I was thinking, surely this can't be a heart attack, because I had no family history, and I had no history, no personal history of it. And besides that, I'd had a completely negative stress test about 2 months before that, so I thought, surely this can't be that. But it was just so intense, I really couldn't think of what else it could be painful, that painful in this area. And when the pain started going down my left arm, I said, okay, that's good enough for me. And so I went in to tell Judy about it, and I told her, I said, sweetie, I'm having severe chest pain, we need to go to the hospital. And Judy and I have been in love for 50 years, and she knows me better than anybody else, and she knows me not to be an overreactor. And so it just really scared her to death. And so she got her clothes on quickly, and we got in the car, and we drove down Chenal Parkway in pretty fast order, headed to the hospital. Judy was driving. And on the way, this got worse and worse. I knew what it was, but I was just hoping against hope that it wouldn't be that. But I remember on the way there, my thoughts were mainly earthly. I looked over at her and I stroked her hair. And I told her that how much I loved her, and that if anything happened to me, I thanked her for the wonderful life that we've had together. I just couldn't use the words, if I die in the next few minutes, because you know, I didn't want my driver to have a heart attack too. She was really, really afraid. But we got to the hospital pretty quickly, and I actually walked into the emergency room. And when a 68-year-old man walked into the emergency room having severe chest pain, they send you to the heart room pretty quickly. ER doctor said, we're going to do an EKG on you, and then we'll know what to do with that. So they did the EKG, and it read acute heart attack. And they called the cardiovascular team, and I don't know where they were, but Dr. Scott Davis was the head of the cardiovascular team that day, along with a bunch of nurses, and they must have been there in 30 seconds. And he looked at the EKG, and he came over to me and he said, "That looks like an occlusion of the LAD." And the LAD is the main artery of the heart. It is what they call the widow maker. I'm sure you've heard of that. He said, "We're going to the cath lab in a hurry. We'll talk later." And that was okay with me. And so we took off down the hall, and I'm laying on the gurney just able to look at the ceiling of the hallway of the hospital just whizzing by. And at that point, I knew that I have enough medical knowledge in cardiology to know that there was about a 50% chance that I wouldn't survive the trip to the cardiac cath lab or the procedure. Then at that point, your thoughts really turn to eternal thoughts. And the first thing I thought was, I said, "Lord, I need you with me." And then I realized so strongly that he was already with me. He was so close to me, like hand on my shoulder type close, closer than I'd ever felt him before. And then, you know, that was such a comfort, as you might think. And then I said, "Lord, your will be done." And that gave me some peace. But actually, my hope was that his will would be that I would be survive this and go back to my normal life. But as we went further down the corridor to the cath lab, I reached a point that I said, "No, Lord, just your will be done. I know that you want the best for me, and I know that you'll do the best for me. So even if that involves my dying in this process, I want your will to be done." And that gave me more peace. And then this thought came to me right after that. It was, I wish I'd done more. And, you know, later on, I thought, that has works written all over it. And, you know, you'd think that it would come out of the blue or come out of nowhere, but actually it came out of me. And immediately after I had that thought, I had a strong, extremely strong message from Jesus. He was right there with me. And it wasn't in words, but it was so strong that it was just so positive. It said, it's not about that. And immediately after that, I felt the love of God come all over me. I felt the love of God many times in my life, but not to the degree that I felt at this time. It was just an overwhelming type love. And then I felt a feeling of being welcomed, like I'd been on a long journey, and I was being welcomed home. And then the most amazing thing about it is that I felt completely accepted, just the way that I was, right then and there. I felt no condemnation whatsoever. I don't remember feeling righteous, but I felt no condemnation. I just felt welcomed, and I felt loved, and I felt completely accepted by God right then and there. And that gave me the kind of peace where actually I began to feel like I really didn't matter whether I stayed or I went. And right at that point, we arrived at the cath lab. And I'm not going to go into detail about that. That was an out-of-body experience, if there ever was one. I was completely awake during the procedure, and they make an incision down here after they give you a local anesthetic at the upper part of your leg, and they thread wires and tubes and stents up through your aorta to your heart. And you're watching it on the screen, and they're doing all this work on your heart. And you think you'd feel that, but you do not. And that's about all I'm going to say about that, other than the result of the work that Dr. Davis did, the work that was guided by God's hands, by God's grace, is that the tests now show that my heart's not perfect. There's some damage. You know, how could there not be? But it's pumping a normal amount of blood, and my life should be not limited by any cardiac problems. Of course, I am the poster guy now for a healthy heart diet and regular exercise, and I do intend to continue that. And then they took me to the cardiovascular ICU, and that's where they recover. And I was in a small room, completely by myself, and I had two thoughts about that. I thought, well, you know, that's a good thing probably, because there had been so many nurses around me and doctors, and then there was no one. I said, I guess the crisis must be over. So I felt pretty good about that. But then I thought, what is it that happened to me? In my trip from the emergency room to the cardiac cath room, what was that? And I knew it wasn't a vision from God, because I didn't see anything. And I know it wasn't the word of God revealed to me by an angel like you see in the Bible so often, because I didn't really hear anything, but it was a revelation directly from Jesus about grace. And, he said to me, and what I am positive that the revelation was, is that he said, I want you to understand the extent of the grace that I've given you. I have seen God's grace so many times in my life, the provision and the protection that God has given me. And I know that all of you have seen the same thing. I know about and I believe in the grace of God as far as condemnation, that we are not, believers are not under condemnation, that our sins are forgiven. So it wasn't a matter of me worrying about what I had done that I shouldn't have done. But that thought that I have about I wish I'd done more has something to do with an issue with me, or had something to do with an issue with me, about things that I should have done that I didn't do. Like when I got, God called me to do certain things and I did not answer the call. And because I have done that, and I'm sure that most of us have done that. But what I found out through this is that with God's wonderful grace, with his amazing grace, is that's covered also. That I saw up close and very personal what grace really is. And I'm telling you that this grace that we talk about and that God reveals to us in the scripture is real. It is very real, and it will cover everything, and it will be sufficient, like the Bible tells us.
Thanks so much, Dale, for sharing that. Yeah, yeah. Isn't that great? I mean, after all, it's one thing for us to come up here and talk about these things in theory, but it's so great to hear from someone who really experienced. None of us would want to have a near-death experience to have that happen to us. Obviously, but for you to be able to come, and I think in the grace of God, for him to say, I'm going to let you have this experience so that you can share with the people that I love and the people that I put you around, that exact truth, that what we're talking about here is real, that all the things that we worry about when we see him face to face, man, we'll just see him in all of his glory. We'll see ourselves as he sees us, and there's going to be such a different feel so many times than we're nervous about them or worried about. Dale, I really appreciate you sharing that. Thanks so much. Can we thank Dale again for that? Thanks, man.
Well, that was so good. That's such a great story that Dale shared. Just the personal story from his life. I love when our members of our church are willing to share personal stories from their life about how God is working in their life and transforming their hearts.
Mm-hmm. It really was. Just to hear all that went through his mind in that experience and the way that God was so near him. I loved even when the first thing that he was saying of, Lord, I need you with me, and realizing that God was already so close. I think he even said, close enough that it's like a hand on the shoulder close.
That's right. You know, and Dale was being kind of modest there in his testimony where he said he understands the medical world a little bit.
Yes, he understands it well. He's practiced as an OB-GYN in the community for many years.
He's a retired doctor.
That's right. That's right.
So he knows exactly what was happening and what was going on there. One of the things that I thought was great, Amy, just from listening to that, is the passage that they reference, Ephesians chapter 3, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I think that's really a challenge for all of us. Dale shared that, mm-hmm. that where he was all consumed with the love and the grace of God in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the challenge for us as believers, do we walk in that power? Do we understand that this is power for us to live in and to walk in as God's adopted children?
Mm-hmm. I think what I saw in that too is that we know that to be true, I guess, in our minds. But what Dale really experienced was God moving toward him in that moment and God revealing that truth to his heart in a way that he had not experienced before.
That's right. That's right. So one of the things that he said was there where he thought it might be the end. One of the thoughts that he had was I wish I had done more. And he felt Jesus kind of grab his shoulder and he immediately felt God's love all over him. And he realized that he was completely accepted,
mm-hmm.
no matter what he had done or hadn't done. Yeah. It's not about that.
Yeah,
he was fully and completely accepted, and he knew that there was no condemnation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that really was powerful for me too, hearing that, just that he felt no condemnation. I remember him saying it's not necessarily that he felt righteous either.
Right.
He just knew that it was God's grace covering him.
That's right. And Dale left us with a verse there. It comes from 2 Corinthians 12:9, and it says, "My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness." And Amy, I think that's just really our goal of just sharing this story, is just that we would encourage people to walk in this grace and to feel God's grace over their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, such a good message.
That's right. Well, until next time, Fellowship, I'm Dan.
And I'm Amy.
For As You Go, this is Fellowship Talks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Fellowship Talks. We hope this podcast will help you be a more effective disciple of Jesus Christ as you love God and you love others in your daily context. Fellowship Bible Church exists to make disciples who live by God's grace and for His glory at home and across the world.